Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Come on, man. Like, I thought we talked about this. We had Mocha Mondays. Nope. We had Tan Tuesday.
Nope.
And I thought it was Weave and Wig Out Wednesday.
No, we said it's Wave Cap Wednesdays. Wig. I don't wear wigs. I don't need a wig. I got natural hair. Wink, wink.
You got extensions, my dude. Don't front. Like,
I told you,
got
that in privacy. I told you that in privacy. If Road Dogg could pretend that he's got long hair, I could do the same thing too. It is Wave Cap Wednesdays, not Wig Wednesdays. If I've known, I would have went to my mom's house, Mama Nyangi and her 10,000 wigs. I would have picked one.
Well, regardless of what Wednesday it is, we're going to be talking about Bryan Danielson's AEW schedule concerns and much more on this edition of Wrestling Daily. Hello, hello, hello. It is me. It is me, your True Hill Phenom SP3. I can't hear with the wig in the way. But we are here for Weave, Wig Out, and Wave Cap Wednesday. We did Mocha Mondays. We did Tan Tuesdays. We are back at it again on Wednesday, 3 days straight with your favorite from Wrestling Daily, well, outside of Alex McCarthy and Stephanie Chase, numbers 3 and 4, but we are still in the top 4. But it is me, your True Hill Phenom SP3, back in the saddle once again with Mommy Nyangi's baby boy, Sat E.
Sat E and the E. Man, I'm going to run out of E's. The E today stands for efficient. I'm efficient. Whenever you need me, I'm there. And guys, no need to argue in the chat. I'm obviously the fourth favorite member of the Wrestling Daily family, which is okay. No. Which is okay, because I'm still the new guy. I'm still earning my stripes. And all these guys are my senpais. So I have respect. I'm still the young lion. So let's not forget that, guys. I've been here for a couple of months. I'm still wearing my black trunks. I haven't done my excursion yet. You know, even I'm practicing. I'm doing something with Greg Cherry, the wrestling trivia tournament that me and SP3 are doing, by the way. That's my excursion. That's why I'm getting myself out there. Young Bobby Eaton there. Young Shane Douglas in Royal Rumble was in 1991 or 1990 that he did. Young Blue Chipper. Look at that, Bobby Eaton.
I've never had this type of hair in my life. This is wonderful. This is how all the wrestlers feel. I got like a mullet going on right now.
It's all
crazy and stuff.
You went to the grave of Bobby Eaton. You opened up the casket and you yanked his wig. You disgusting piece of crap.
I am sorry, but you guys know what you're here for. You're here for the titular news. But remember, as always, to drop a thumbs up on this video. Share this video with your friends. Of course, if you're new to the Wrestling Daily YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button. Hit the bell to stay notified. We're like, I believe, 6 or 7 subscribers away from 12.8K. Let's get off that slide and subscribe. Become a part of the Good Egg community. You can also become a member and become official Elite Good Egg. And of course, we want to hear from you guys. We want to hear your thoughts on the titular news, on Bron Breakker's plans after Halloween Havoc. We'll talk a little Halloween Havoc as well. WrestleTalk.com/Wrestling Daily. But Sat, let's get into the titular news. It's all about Mr. Bryan Danielson, AEW schedule concerns, as he admits he needs to wrestle less in AEW. He had an interview. They're doing the local media, as tonight's AEW Dynamite will be from Boston, Massachusetts. You know me as a New Yorker, I hate that name. I hate that the name of that city. But speaking with Boston, Boston W-E-E-I, he said, and I quote, I'm a little more judicious, but realistically, the big thing that has changed, and this was a choice when I re-signed my last WWE contract and when I came to AEW, and one of the benefits of AEW is that I need to be doing less matches because I like to go hard. If you tell me go a little bit lighter today, it's easy to say, but in practice, it doesn't work like that. I don't care if there are 20,000 people like at Arthur Ashe Stadium or if there are 85 people, and I've wrestled in front of less than 100 people many times. The people still pay their money to see the show, and you want to give them a great show. It's hard for people like me to pull back. Really, it's about doing a less number of matches per year and focusing on the quality of those matches, making sure I give the live crowd something they are happy they paid their money to see. And, you know, we've been seeing it with the last run that he had in WWE. He was more on like a part-time schedule, doing, you know, a bunch of less matches, taking you know, periods of sabbaticals where he was off TV and then he would come back, especially with the pandemic. He did that a few times, and now we're seeing it with AEW, although the frequency of his matches has picked up in the last couple of weeks. 2 weeks ago, back-to-back nights against Minoru Suzuki in arguably one of my favorite matches of the year, and then main eventing Saturday Night Dynamite against Bobby Fish. Last week he was up against Dustin Rhodes. Tonight they taped the Rampage match with him and Eddie Kingston in the AEW World Title Eliminator. So what do you think about Bryan Danielson admitting that he has to wrestle less in AEW because of how hard he's going in the ring?
So I think that Bryan Danielson, like the name Bryan Danielson, because I feel like it's almost come to a point that Daniel Bryan was almost a parody of what Bryan Danielson is. It's like, that's what, you know, he's playing it. He's doing it. He had a safer wrestling style in WWE, if that was even possible. I mean, the guy had concussions for a reason. And now that the shackles known as Vince McMahon has been, you know, released from his arms, he's been showing people, especially Dave Meltzer, my goodness, because he had got a chip on his shoulder, an award named after him, and he's never won it. And the only reason it was named after him is because he prematurely retired.
He did win the...
No.
Second World Wrestler of the Year award.
Wait.
That's why they named the technical wrestler of the Year award after, because he won it nine years straight.
Yes, listen. I did my Wikipedia search. I know. I'm sorry. I mean, he never won a match of the year. Wikipedia is the best. Well, I went on there. You know, I meant he's never won a match of the year, and that must have been a chip on his shoulder. He needed to redeem his good name, which he has. And the negative side, only in wrestling, the negative side of not phoning it in the ring is that you might get injured a lot. Because he's been wrestling a lot, doing AEW Dark Elevation and so forth. Even a lot of people say it's beneath him. Exactly. Dave Meltzer's chasing me everywhere. Dave, listen up. I love you, man. I love the stuff you do. It's just that when I love people, I make fun of them. You can't kiss people's ass. I'm not like you, Dave. I can be impartial. I can, you know... scold you and love you at the same time. He can't scold AEW to save his life. That's where my issue lies with him. Bryan Danielson has been trying to prove himself because he knows that Zack Sabre Jr. is technically the best wrestler or so forth, according to Dave Meltzer. So he needs to redeem himself, which he has. Now he can chill out a bit, which he can miss some weeks. He can just do promos because he's good at cutting promos. And the harder he goes, his run may end a little bit early. So he needs to take it chill. He's now a guy in his early 40s. He's got children. He's got a history of concussions. So I'm glad that he's got that vision, because I don't think Tony Khan's got the heart to tell him, hey, buddy, take it easy. SP, what you think?
No, he does not. He's just like, go as hard as you want. I'm going to give you back-to-back nights with Minoru Suzuki and Bobby Fish, and you can just do whatever the hell you want. I mean, Bryan Danielson has been on a hell of a run since he came to AEW, and even the stuff that he did in WWE, his match with Roman Reigns at Fastlane was a great matchup. The triple threat match against Roman and Edge was one of the best matches in WWE. WWE this year. His title versus career match on SmackDown against Roman was one of the best TV matches in all of professional wrestling. So, and then you combine that with what he's done in AEW so far, the classic, one of the greatest AEW Dynamite matches of all time against Kenny Omega, the 30-minute time limit draw at Grand Slam. Great matchup with on Rampage against Nick Jackson, the aforementioned Suzuki match, Bobby Fish. He had one of Dustin Rhodes' best matches in AEW last week on Dynamite, and I'm sure that he and Eddie Kingston will have a hell of a matchup on Rampage on Friday. So Bryan Danielson is putting his name etched in stone, but I think it was more he never had the five-star match that he's been looking for until he versus Kenny Omega at AEW Dynamite Grand Slam. But plenty of his matches in ROH and even a couple in WWE were five stars in my opinion. Bingo. So that's just, it's a subjective type of thing, but it makes a lot of sense that he is going to take it easy as far as the amount of matches that he's doing. It's not something that's relatively new. Like I said, in the last couple of years, he's taken a bunch of short and long breaks where he's been able to kind of put his all into the few matches that he's been able to do. So the fact that he's making it known that, you know, he is picking up the frequency of his matches as of late, it ain't going to last for long.
Okay, SP, I was very diplomatic with my answer. Can I take the real answer of what I really think?
I got to take this wig off. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. take off the Bobby Eaton wig. Let's be honest. He went home.
I was getting hot.
I'm keeping this on. It feels like a vice grip. It feels like Great Khali's vice grip in my head, but I'm gonna keep it on. I'm gonna keep the gimmick going. I think Brie Bella gave him a tongue lashing. He's like, you're not getting any of that pot, that golden pot, unless you get off that stool. He knows, yeah, he's going home aching pains. This is Bryan Danielson. He's the kind of guy, he's got concussion, he needs to go. I think Brie Bella see that he's in pain and he's like, hey, you need to ease up. You got two kids now and me.
Yeah, that also makes a whole lot of sense as well. So we want to know from you guys, do you think that Bryan Danielson should be wrestling a little bit more? Or do you think he is right to go about, the whole taking more of a part-time schedule and having schedule concerns with the amount of matches that he's doing at AEW? Let us know. WrestleTalk.com/WrestlingDaily. We want to hear from you guys. Wrestling Daily is an interactive show, so we are nothing without you guys. So your Ultra Chats are very important, and we love to hear from all of the good eggs out there.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
But we all also got to talk about a little bit of WWE here. And NXT 2.0 had its first special episode last night, Seth. We talked about it a little at the end of yesterday's episode, where WrestleVotes put out a report saying that last night's Halloween Havoc was going to be the start of the Braun Breaker era in NXT, and the time of Seth E's arch nemesis, Tommaso Ciampa, was winding down. So you can only imagine how Seth felt when Tommaso Ciampa defeated Braun Breaker. But it was a good matchup, in my opinion, a good main event to close the show. And WrestleVotes has updated their report saying what they meant by yesterday's tweet, saying that, guys, never, in all capital letters, so I should say, never said Breaker was winning. This was the first part of him being the guy going forward. At one point, it was discussed to give him the title last night, but obviously they chose otherwise. Probably a good idea in the long run. And I totally agree with that. I think that Braun Breaker is well on his way to being the face of NXT 2.0. He's well on his way to being called up to the main roster and being a superstar for the future. But right now isn't that time. This was only the guy's second singles match, his fourth match overall. It would have been too soon. And you always have to think about that with guys that are rookies. Sometimes it's too soon to give them that type of responsibility to be the champion of the brand. So what did you think about the decision to keep the NXT championship on Tommaso Ciampa?
I'm going to keep it PG for you, man. Like, when Tommaso Ciampa came out with that Blue Lives Matter line on his face, yeah, Kratos, God of War, sure, Blue Streak, that's subtle, right? Okay.
You're outrageous.
Love it. Is his time now? Is a rarity, not since the days of Velveteen Dream, is a rarity. You see a young guy that everyone collectively can see next in. He's not. Is it too soon? Yeah, but he's a second generation wrestler that is a natural in the ring. Look how good he is now. He'll be great down the line. I'm sorry, Raquel Gonzalez. Let's talk about Raquel Gonzalez. She was given a title. Was it too soon for her?
She had been in NXT since 2015. What are you talking about?
She wrestles like someone that's been wrestling for two days. All right. Let's keep it off. She's still wrestling awkward little pauses here and there. She ain't fluid in the ring. So if they can give her the title, they can give Rob Breaker the title as well. And at the same time, even though I rag on Ciampa, I can understand as well. It's like Braun Breaker was a bit too full of himself. The rookie, heck. That second rope fall, they kind of covered it well, but you know who's going for a bulldog. You know
that was reminiscent of Scott Steiner, the famous botch that he did off the apron, where he tripped off the apron. It was reminiscent of that. He was doing a lot of things like Scott. I did like him pulling out the Frankensteiner. That was a nice little spot. It's always impressive when a guy his size does a Frankensteiner. That was good, but yeah, that one botch did show that he's just not ready yet, Seth.
No. What happened was Greg Hamilton put some kind of oil on the second rope and he fell off the second rope. My guy is flexible. And by the way, I think that's a Hurricane Rana because he went to his side a bit. Frankensteiner is you just break your neck.
No.
You break your neck. Come on.
I've been watching WCW in 1996. He was doing it.
Scott does a reverse powerbomb. That was a reverse powerbomb. He went to his side a bit. That's a Hurricane Rana. Hey, Frankensteiner, you spike your neck coming down. Hence why he started doing the second rope. Because he was spiking his head too much. Scott didn't care. He was reckless. And another fact I want to mention. So Braun Breaker was born, 98? So all he's ever known is Big Papa Pump. He's never known his uncle as being All-American, cookie cutter, Scott Steiner. That blows my mind. Hence the ha! And then, give it a mic. Ha! I want Braun Breaker to win. Is that when you got that momentum, can he replicate it? Can he elongate it? Will he turn heel? I don't know where. Obviously, he's going to be the face of the brand. They need faces. He should be the face, not Von Wagner, the caveman. But I feel like it should have been all go. It was there. No one would have been sad. And now they're elongating it. I hope they've got a great story to tell. SP.
this was a good way to put him over in defeat. Like I said, he did have a bunch of spots that he looked good in. It took a lot from Ciampa. He kicked out of the fairy tale ending. He got busted open. He had a busted mouth. It took a whole bunch of knees. And then the second fairy tale ending to put him away. It was a good, very good matchup, a very good way to close the show. I would probably say it was the second best match of the night. I would say the best match of the night was MSK versus Imperium. And what do you think about, you know, first I have to ask you, because we didn't get to talk about it in the last 2 days, the reports about MSK having said something, Wes Lee, when he was formerly known as Desmond Xavier, saying comments about Izzy taking a choke slam at an independent show. And then her parents, more specifically her father, getting a mob of fans in the CWC to start booing MSK. And that's the reason why MSK has been getting a negative reaction over the last couple of months. What did you think about that report? And what did you think about their match last night with Imperium, where it seemed like they got rid of those fans because MSK finally got cheered like babyfaces on their last night as NXT Tag Team Champions?
All right, I'm going to keep it PG. There's this thing called the woodshed that JR talks about. I think Izzy's dad needs to be taken there and, you know, taken to the woodshed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Beaten down. That's what, like, what Wesley said was accurate at the time. Izzy was 13 years old. Not the time to be taking bumps. Apparently got that show, stage mom, stage dad kind of vibes from the parents.
Yes.
So I'm happy to go kicked off. I'm sorry, Izzy. It was all cute when you were Bailey's number one fan. Now you overstayed your welcome like Ciampa. You're now like old milk. GTFO. Audio question. I don't care. GTFO. I'm keeping it PG. But there's a lot of people just be playing. Leave MSK alone. MSK is great. And now when it gets the title, it's going to be worth money.
Oh man, I have this comment here from Lizzie Stallion, and I think she's correct. And Seth shows violence. He shows violence today on Ciampa. He shows violence today on Izzy. God damn, it's not Izzy's fault. Izzy was just
it is
doing...
her fault. She's a product of her environment. She supports Tessa Blanche. If you support a racist, if you support a racist, if you sit next to a racist, you can defend a racist. I guess you must be a racist, because you can't go two ways about it. Either you agree with your friend's behavior or you condone it. If you don't condone it, that means you support it. And if you support it, you are my enemy. And she needs a time out. She needs to grow up. The people she's spending time with, they're not the right people, including her parents. Emancipation. Because if your parents can't teach you right or wrong, they're not the parents for you. You get what I mean? Izzy, you got to bounce. Izzy, just do a Drew. Just do a Drew.
He can't even
just
continue,
do a Drew Barrymore. Just do a Drew Barrymore. Emancipate for your parents. They're not right for you.
Yeah, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, though. I thought it was ridiculous that was the whole reason why MSK was getting booed, because I was always confused by it. I was like, why does the CWC hate MSK? Like, they're
CWC
still the
trash.
That is true. It's in no way comparable to Full Sail. Full Sail was a different type of energy. Full Sail was like a WWE cookie cutter version of ECW Arena, where you could get over. And sometimes though, their chants were a little bit offensive, like Sasha is ratchet. I mean, that was that had nothing to do with the character. That had to do with the color of his skin. Why they was using that word in particular? I'm just saying. But Full Sail was just different type of energy than CWC. CWC is even a more watered down version of Full Sail, so that's saying something. But I'm happy that MSK got the reaction they've been looking for over the last couple of months. They had a great match with Imperium, made Imperium look good in their second reign as NXT Tag Team Champions. And overall, Halloween Havoc, I would say, was one of the better episodes of the 2.0 era. I haven't been the biggest fan of them, but if you cut out some of... No, I haven't at all.
Really?
Yeah, no, I told you yesterday, there's three guys I like and it's Bron Breakker, Carmelo Hayes.
I thought you were talking about Halloween Havoc versions of NXT.
No. I like the Halloween Havoc versions of NXT. It's NXT 2.0. I haven't been that big of a fan of because I feel like they really haven't decided what they want to be yet. They still want to have the developmental, but then you have guys like Ciampa, you got guys like Gargano, you got guys like Pete Dunne. You have to do something with these guys. If you're either going to be 100% developmental with these guys, kind of building those guys up, or you're gonna have a mix of it, but they just don't seem to have the right blend as of yet. But Halloween Havoc seemed like it was more in the right direction. They refreshed a lot of things. Mandy Rose, the new NXT Women's Champion, Toxic Attraction's got all the gold with Gigi Dolin and JC Jane winning the NXT Women's Tag Team titles. And for once, the Women's Tag Team titles have an actual freaking tag team as the champions, so I'm happy about that. And that ladder match, that bump by Io Shirai, what did you think? What was any other highlights that you had from Halloween Havoc last night?
I feel like a lot of the women were watching Shelton Benjamin ladder matches because all of them was hopping on ladders. And then you see Zoe Stark, she did her jump, but she didn't have Shelton's panache to do a senton outside. She just did a little, you know, she watched Roman Reigns in Saudi Arabia, so she doesn't. The match was good for what it was. It was a coming out party for a lot of women. It was the first special for a lot of women that started in NXT 2.0. Io Shirai, she sticks out like a sore thumb in a way, as in she should be on the main roster right now. I feel like it's like, even when she won a tag team title, they forgot about that. They barely featured Zoe Stark and Io Shirai. They did a lot of racist sketches. You know, someone must have watched Rush Hour and got nationalities mixed up and got everything mixed up. It's like, fish out of water sketches do not work. No. Unless you've got a comedy genius. There's no comedy genius in WWE. No matter how much they think they've got a sense of humor, their sense of humor tends to be sophomoric, kind of 80s Animal House-esque, which kind of expired back in that decade. The women's match was great, and I felt like Mandy Rose, congratulations on Mandy Rose winning the title. Now I'm happy that the title's off Raquel Gonzalez. No offense, Raquel should never hold a title again until she's more polished in the ring. Her matches were always because, you know, at one point NXT women's division was the best in the world, and when they had Raquel Gonzalez at the helm, the women's match became I'm gonna skip it a little bit. I'll be honest, I skipped her matches because I watched her matches against, I think, Xia Li, and I was like, gosh darn it, you need some more training. And also Indy Hartwell, when she pushed off the ladder, more of the Shawn Michaels, you know, acting school academy. I mean, that's what they're teaching them.
Yeah, the facial expressions and everything. Yeah, it's a little bit over the top sometimes, but that sick bump by Io Shirai. Io Shirai is a god, in my opinion, and one of the best. But yeah, I do agree with you when it comes to Raquel Gonzalez. I am a fan of hers. I like the look. I think she's a very she was a very good dominant monster heel for the division. But then when they tried to transition her into a babyface, it worked a little with Dakota Kai, and I think that's why they brought back Dakota Kai to kind of reestablish Raquel Gonzalez as a babyface, because it hasn't done well since Dakota Kai has left. When she was a heel, she was getting over, but as a babyface, it just doesn't work with her size. But I like, yeah, and when you compare her to the other title reigns like Io Shirai or Shayna Baszler or Asuka, it just doesn't, it's just not up to par. It's probably one of the weaker long-term NXT the women's championship reigns that I remember. Not weaker than Ember Moon's, no offense to Ember Moon, I love Ember Moon, but her reign was rough. But
where is she now? She chose to go back, she's another one, she went back to NXT and now they did nothing with, just go back to the main roster, be a tag team with Shotzi or something. And also, while we're at it, quickly, I want to say Zelina Vega's meat is missing, like a maid like character. Aaliyah's doing nothing, she's eating catering, she's feasting her face. Just make her maid, just make her like the personal maid to Zelina. That's what's missing from the act, someone that she can belittle and someone that can carry her cape and gown. Aaliyah's doing nothing, guys, do something with her.
I do agree with you there, Aaliyah, with that promo that she did, that everything's going to be bougie from now on. It makes sense why Robert Stone was in her corner doing the promos for her. But we want to hear from you guys what you guys thought about Halloween Havoc. I know there's one Ultra Chat in the chamber, but I want to hear from you guys what you liked about Halloween Havoc, what you didn't like. WrestleTalk.com/Wrestling Daily. Before we get to that Ultra Chat, the last bit of news that we got to cover here is all about the latest WWE release. WWE actually waited a couple of months before they released somebody, Sat, and it was just one person and not a bunch of people for once. And it was none other than the aforementioned Greg Hamilton.
Yes.
I know Maddie is crying tears because he's made us all do the impersonation. But yes, SmackDown ring announcer Greg Hamilton was released from the company yesterday. It appears the reason why was he went off and threatened to sue rapper Westside Gunn for his song Undertaker versus Goldberg, saying that he would get the WWE lawyers on Westside Gunn for sampling his voice. Westside Gunn has consistently been supportive of WWE and his music, and it seemed like this was just another example of that, but Greg Hamilton did not take light to that. He says in a tweet, "Well, at Westside Gunn, at Buffalo Kids Gallery, let's hope that since you stole my voice for your incoherent kindergarten fables, that you saved up enough delivering for DoorDash because you are angry faced emoji. You'll be paying me for years. Apologize and I'll think about not collecting every dime for the rest of your life. Or I can just get WWE lawyers. That's okay too. Settle with my lawyer and don't ever use my voice." So wrong. You felt that. I had to do it with the same veracity that he put it in. And then, if that wasn't the reason, apparently Greg Hamilton had to have his own back, and he wrote in a diatribe about the release. He says, "After 6 years and 52 weeks a year, it's time to say goodbye. First and foremost, don't let the internet or social media gas you up. This was a mutual respect departure from a great company. Nothing but respect from both sides. It's business. And understand that what you see on social media is exactly that. It's not real life, especially for your favorite superstars. There are human beings with real lives and incredible human beings. The hate and the bullying that is read and internalized by real human beings, not characters that used to be said
the
for
lies.
My friends." I had to just read the first lies. Paragraph because I mean we got to get the BS barometer.
Yes. Oh, all the way in the red, guys. I'm holding my microphone next to my mouth because I want to say something. You see,
go ahead.
I do not condone people losing their job, but this guy has been showing his arse for a while. When Leo Rush announced his retirement, my guy was talking about battling with mental health. What did Gregory Hamilton, slave plantation owner vibes, do? He crept up and saying about how about hard work, how about how dedication, how his work ethic is different. And then what did he do, right? Westside Gunn is a noted wrestling fan. For people that don't watch wrestling, and for people that listen to hip hop, they know how much the Westside Gunn loves wrestling. He names his titles after wrestling, you know, wrestling songs and wrestlers or pay-per-views. He's a huge wrestling fan. He goes to AEW shows. He's at the front. He goes to WWE shows. He's at the front. He's high-fiving Big E. This guy's a noted wrestling fan like Wale. All Greg Hamilton had to do was Google and then shut his mouth. But then he decided to flex. He decided to flex like WWE know him like that. Vince is like, "I don't know you like that. You're still here? After when I let Shane go, you're a package deal. Who's not the best in the world? Best of luck in your future endeavors because you're out of here. I'm happy. I'm sorry. This guy has been showing his ass one too many times. I've been blocking his crap. SP3, I rejoice."
I don't mind. I'm not mad at it at all. I'm a big fan of Lio Rush. I thought his comments towards Lio Rush were wrong. I did think that he was a pretty good ring announcer, because not a lot of ring announcers have stood out, and he did with that whole best in the world thing. So he has to thank Shane McMahon for keeping a paycheck for as long as he did. And I don't like anyone losing their job, but yeah, I don't have as much sympathy as I have in the past for other WWE releases for Greg Hamilton. But that brings us to our Ultra Chat here from Ursi18. Thank you so much for that Ultra Chat, good brother. And he says, or she, I'm sorry, Sat couldn't critique Charlotte to save his life. ... Just kidding. Love you, Sat.
First of all, yeah, I get hate style. I get called a hater. And the moment I don't want to hate someone, I get told I don't have to hate. You guys need to pick a side. Am I a hater or not a hater? Please put it in the chat, guys. Am I a hater or not a hater?
Hey, I've been called an AEW shill, even though I sleep next to somebody who goes to work every day at WWE headquarters, and my kids eat off the WWE paycheck. So, I mean, we all get the comments, we all see the comments, and it, Sat, I know what you do. You are a troll. On you
are told him the truth. Don't tell me what Sat stands for. Strong ass troll. Such a troll. That's what Sat stands for. Such a troll.
He's such a troll. He's Marilla.
He knows. When he goes live and it goes off, when we finish the episode, I go to him, yeah, man, my real opinion is this, that. We start laughing. We shake hands. He goes back to being a dad. I go back to being a human being. On here, I'm having fun. Why? Because you guys love opposition. Because you guys like wrestling. If you like wrestling, that means like violence. If you like violence, I choose violence all the time. I go against the grain. I like to make it rain.
That's the t-shirt, ladies and gentlemen. You know, get the Mod Mother, hit up the wrestle merch people. Sat chose violence is the t-shirt, ladies and gentlemen. Always. But that has been it for this edition of Wrestling Daily for Wave Cap and Wig Wednesday on Wrestling Daily. Thank you everyone who joined us live. Remember to drop a thumbs up on the video, share it with your friends, subscribe if you are new. Alex, A-Mac, our fearless leader, will be back tomorrow with Stephanie Chase. They're going to be talking about...
Promise.
Yes, we promise. AEW Dynamite's return to Wednesdays, so stay tuned for that. Become a good egg. Become a member of the Wrestling Daily community. For Sat E, I'm SP3.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.